And I'm joined on the phone by Dan Wagon. He is from the band Stereo Club. So good morning.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, I'm very pleased to know this band of yours is going absolutely incredibly well at the moment. You're going to be on BBC Introducing. You've got interviews coming out of your ears, but I've managed to get in first.
Yes, you're number one.
Yes. So you have suddenly exploded onto the scene, but there's obviously a lot of work that goes into releasing your debut track, which is out now, Palmer Violet Gin. So tell us about how you guys got together and who's in the band.
Sure, no problem. So I guess we've been playing together for a good 3 or 4 years, really. We met in university, was at Cardiff University. There was a live music society, and we kind of all got involved with that. So we've been playing together for about 3 or 4 years, but Stereo Club in its current form, we only formed really in early 2021, late 2020, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's kind of been quite a long journey, really, through different band names and different members and iterations. But actually, myself and the drummer, we're actually from Essex originally, even though we didn't actually know each other until we moved to South Wales, which is, yeah, quite bizarre. So we've got our lead singer, Inez Duarte, who she's actually from Lisbon originally in Portugal, and she's just an incredible singer. So we've got her on vocals, and she plays a bit of guitar and keyboards too. And then we've got Ben Morris, Essex lad, on the drums and percussion. And then you've got me on bass and keyboards. And then we also have, on our debut single, we've got a guy called Reese playing guitar. But we've actually got a new guitarist called John, who's just recently joined the band as well. So yeah, there's 3 or 4 of us, depending on what way you look at it.
And had you been gigging at all, or is it basically lockdown has stopped you doing any sort of live stuff?
Yeah, so in like our previous iterations, we played a lot of gigs. I think the last gig Inez, Ben and me played was about a couple of weeks before lockdown in Bath. And then, yeah, as Stereo Club, we've not been able to play live yet, which is heartbreaking. But hopefully we'll have a few gigs coming up at the end of the year, and then plenty more next year as well.
Choosing a band name is always a nightmare, and I don't think people realise how much of a nightmare it is. So how long did it take you to come up with a name?
Oh, ages, to be honest. We've gone through so many, we've had spreadsheet after spreadsheet of different band name ideas, and yeah, it just took forever. We were originally called Last Girl on Earth, and then that moved to Coast Guard. And then we were going to release a song under the name Coast Guard, and then we realised when you Googled Coast Guard, it just comes up with the Coast Guard and not the band. So we thought that's not very good for people finding us online.
Yes.
So then became this like manic kind of process of trying to quickly find a new band name before we released the song. And it was just a matter of piecing 2 words together that we liked the sound of. Like, there's no real story behind it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite a long process, and we all have our different opinions and different tastes. So yeah, we're lucky we actually found one we all agreed on.
Yeah, it's a good name.
You stuck with it. So, you know, as soon as a song comes out, that's it.
That's
so it's
it.
Going to be good.
Yes, and it is brilliant. It's a brilliant debut. You've been working with some fantastic people on this production. So how did you get to go into the studio?
We recorded a bunch of demos a fair while ago now. And then we just sent them out to people to see who was interested. And one of the people that listened to it was a guy called Jim Lowe, who I hadn't heard of, but our singer went absolutely crazy when we got an email saying Jim Lowe wanted to work on the track with us, because he's actually the guy that's produced most of the Stereophonics albums.
Yeah.
Songs like Dakota, for example, that was him. Went to his studio, met up with him, and it just really clicked. It was like this weird creative chemistry. So we were like, yes, we definitely want to record the song with you. And we've actually recorded a couple of other songs with him now as well. So they should be out soon.
With writing, do you get somebody is doing like the lyrics, somebody does the melody, or does it just depend on the day?
Yeah, it kind of really depends on song to song. Sometimes Inez would come into the practice room and she's got a fully formed song, and then we just add the instruments to it. Other times I can come up with the instrument part, but I'm rubbish at writing lyrics, so I kind of go with like an empty song to the band, and then Inez will fill it out with the melody and the lyrics. So yeah, she writes the hits, I write the B-sides, and yeah, you know, it depends on song to song, really. I mean, our latest single, Palmer Violet Gin, that was a really collaborative effort, really. Inez came in to the band practice one day with, you know, she had these verses and these choruses, and we really just, with our former guitarist Reese as well, we really just smashed out kind of the structure of this song, you know, the chord changes within it. So yeah, it is a really collaborative effort. I mean, even our drummer Ben, you know, he has as much to say as the rest of us with how we write songs, so it is really a team effort on that behalf.
Yeah, drummers always do, don't they?
Yeah.
Drummers always do. Always have to stick their beak in. No, I'm kidding. But they are. Unless you have, like, it's like a bit like Coldplay. They've got that whole band makes that sound.
So, yeah, I mean, I think Ben's a very unique drummer. And, you know, he's very, I've never known someone so passionate about playing the drums as he does. And he kind of, every beat is considered. And he'll, you know, for one fill in the song, he'll give you like 10 different options, and then we sit around and analyze which fill was the best, and like the only difference is, or one has an extra snare hit in it or something. So his attention to detail is unreal, really. So
he'll love you forever now. He'll love you forever now. Probably never. Drummers don't normally get mentioned that much, so you'll be really happy.
Well, I hope he's listening.
He'll be listening on the playback. What's the best lyric I think you've written as a band so far?
Sure. Well, as I said, I'm rubbish at writing lyrics, so this is all on Inez, and she probably has a completely different favorite lyric to me. But like in our latest song, I really like the lyric "Salt and Vinegar for Me, Please," just because I think it's just so British in a way.
Yes.
It's just so like a trip down to the seaside kind of line, and yeah, I just find it really funny. But I think my favorite lyric that she's written is, we have a song called Cocaine Queen, which is about a Colombian drug lord called Griselda Blanco.
Yep.
And she this is a story about her life, and she has a lyric in that which says, "I'm not as bad as they say, I've just got a thing for the DEA," and which is a drug enforcement agency in America. And I that always makes me laugh. I just think it's really witty.
Now let's talk about the track Palmer Violet Gin. How did that track come about, and why did you have it for the debut release?
So that came about really, that kind of stemmed from, I had this instrumental track that I sent to Inez for to add lyrics to, and she took it away, and she came into this practice room with this song, and she started playing into it, and I thought, this is not the song I sent her, like this is completely different to what I sent her. But what she actually came up with was something a billion times better, and it was the first time I'd really you know, in a practice room gone, oh, I'd actually listened to this song out, you know, in my own time. And yeah, we were just there, and as I said, the four of us just really smashed out the structure, the chords, and it was a really like just a natural progression, really. It just came to us so easily, and I think that's all down to Inez's great melody and, you know, this story that she came up with in the song.
Is there Palmer Violet Gin, and have you tried it? Because everyone is going to ask you this.
There is. It is a real thing. We tried to get some to celebrate release day. We could only find Palmer Violet Gin liqueur, and so we tried that. And to be fair, that was quite disgusting. But Inez has assured me that the real Palmer Violet gin is actually quite delicious. So I'm on the lookout for it, but our local shop here doesn't sell it.
Somebody's got to be making that, and they're going to send you a couple of bottles, definitely.
I hope so.
Fingers
just
crossed.
For marketing purposes, yeah.
Right, we're going to end with the song in a second. Have you got an EP? Are you going to be releasing an EP later on this year?
No, so there's no EP, but we'll be releasing at least two other singles this year. We've also got a remix of Palmer coming up in a couple of weeks, and we've also got the music video for the song, which is out tomorrow.
Excellent.
So yeah, watch your space, and it's available to stream now.
Yep.
Anywhere.
Just go and check them out. It's Stereo Club. You'll find them all over social media at the moment. Thanks for talking to us, Dan. And we're going to leave it with your track. This is Stereo Club with Palmer Violet Gin. Have a great day, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.